96.1 and 1270.
Someone asked me if by saying Omaha as much as I do, that I was trying to plant a future endorsement with Mutual Omaha Insurance, you know, which represent an older guy probably needs to retire, right? That, you know, that word meant I was going to retire, just like when I said I wanted the Bud Light. You know, Bud Light's for retired players. You know, you can't be a current player. So,
The silliness of today, Super Bowl media day. I've been in the media half my life. I'm actually ashamed of that fact today. But I'm proud to be here today. CBS Sports Radio, good morning. Notch on the Sports Buffet, 96.1 FM, 1270 AM. You can listen worldwide on our mobile app and also on your computer, renosportsradio.com. Broncos have just finished up their Super Bowl media day. That was Peyton Manning a little bit earlier. I have some other audio clips from the Broncos. Seahawks haven't been up yet. I'm going to try to get some audio from the Seahawks to play on the Sports Buffet tomorrow. Some other highlights so far from the Super Bowl media day. Broncos edition. Peyton Manning asked about Omaha, obviously. Can't believe it was only one question about Omaha. He was also asked who his favorite Desperate Housewife is. And we've got another really, really classic Peyton Manning question about his rivalry with Tom Brady, which I'll play in just a little bit. Sean Phillips, defensive end for the Broncos, was asked if the game on Sunday is a must-win game. And Demaryius Thomas actually had the humble pie quote of the day, where he said the Seahawks secondary is the best they will face all year. So we're really looking forward to the Seahawks. Marshawn Lynch might not be part of Super Bowl 48 media day. He had this to say, quote, "If you're forced to do something, it's not as good as if you choose to do it. So no, I won't have a lot of interesting things to say," unquote. Media day is weirder than usual because I just found this out when I was prepping for the show. Did you know you can buy a ticket for media day? The NFL is such a cash cow nowadays that you can literally get, they'll take your money for anything, for practices, training camp. For $28.50, the NFL will offer you what they call a unique opportunity to attend media day fueled by Gatorade. It's not just Super Bowl media day anymore. It's Super Bowl media day fueled by Gatorade. And if you're watching the NFL Network with the Broncos coverage, product placement everywhere. Peyton Manning's wearing the Gatorade towel around his neck. They've got the bottles of Gatorade. I'm surprised there's not betting odds on what flavor the bottle of Gatorade is at the particular players' podiums for media day. But for $28.50, you can sit in the Prudential Center, which is where they're having Super Bowl media day. It's not outside. It's 18 degrees in New York right now. Polar Vortex, the sequel, is taking effect everywhere. Not here in Reno, though. It's supposed to get up to 60 today. Gotta love it. Super Bowl media day. I've got some Super Bowl trivia, Super Bowl media day trivia for Wolfpack basketball tickets, which I'm going to do in the second segment this hour. So, I'm going to be wanting your calls for Super Bowl media day trivia coming up probably in about 15, 20 minutes. Of course, you can call and chime in on anything you want today about Super Bowl media day. I've got some gambling advice coming up a little bit later on about hoops and hockey. 823-1920 is the phone number here. Of course, Twitter, you can follow the station at Reno Sports Radio. You can follow me at Notch17. I'm going to have some Twitter some Twitter insight coming up after 10 o'clock when I get off the air. I got to focus on the show, though. I'm focused for you, trying to bring my A-game today, as always. But once again, media day, $28.50. They will take your money for anything in the NFL, and you'll gladly pay it. People will gladly pay this money. They're going to actually give you a radio, though. You get a media day gift bag, which includes a radio to tune into the day's coverage on NFL Network. I got some really good audio clips of the Broncos. Here's Peyton Manning getting asked another question. They asked him about Omaha. You got to listen to this one, especially pay attention right at the beginning, because another reporter tries to horn in, but you got to pay attention to the beginning of the question.
Coaching, unable to get a high five from his own team. How do you keep morale up for the Broncos?
I'm not sure on the first part. I must have missed that. But I think the morale for the Broncos is pretty solid right now. Guys are excited to be in this game. We have a lot of players. It's their first time being part of a Super Bowl. I think we only have four players that have Super Bowl experience. We have a lot of coaches that have never been a part of a Super Bowl. So that tells you how hard it is to get here. But to say that our team's excited, that would be an accurate statement.
If you missed the beginning of the question because some guy yells, "Coaching! Coaches!" You got to remember, in journalism, when you're doing press conferences, Media Day is basically nothing more than a bunch of press conferences. And this is like the cluster F of press conferences, because it's not just serious journalists asking these questions. So you have the woman asking, if you missed the beginning of it, she goes, "Tom Brady gets left hanging on high fives by his teammates." I'm paraphrasing. So since Tom Brady gets left hanging on high fives by his teammates, you can look it up like on Deadspin or YouTube, where Tom Brady's sticking his hand out and nobody's giving him five. She asked Peyton Manning what the team morale is on the Broncos, to compare their team morale to New England's team morale, which apparently they don't have any, because their superstar quarterback, who's married to a model, can't get a high five on the sideline. Peyton Manning, once again, classic answer. Just like Richard Sherman, Peyton Manning, just media savvy as all get out. I love Peyton Manning. Apparently he's going to be in SNL this weekend. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Was it a new SNL or is it a repeat SNL? Because he's been on SNL before. He's really funny, actually. As far as funny guys, Peyton Manning is really underrated as far as being a funny guy. Something else that's funny is we talk about the 2850 that you cough up to go to Media Day and sit in the stands and listen to the cluster F of press conferences that is Super Bowl Media Day. This is the list of prohibited items, which they say is a guide only. It is not intended to be all-inclusive. I'm trying to count the number of things that had never even occurred to me to bring these things into what is a hockey arena for a football press conference showcase, which is what this is. You can't bring alcohol in, parentheses, unless purchased at an NFL venue. So they'll sell you booze inside. Don't bring your own booze. Same with food, unless purchased at an NFL venue. For the sake of this day, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey is an NFL venue because they're having the Super Bowl Media Day there. So $28.50 for the ticket. You got to buy the food and drink there. They have concession stands. That's mighty nice of the NFL to have concession stands open when they take your $28.50 to let you in to listen on Media Day. That's really awesome of them. Unless it's a service animal, you can't bring animals in. So my parakeet has to stay home. What if my parakeet wants to copy something they hear on Super Bowl Media Day? Do I have to put them up by the TV and risk the parakeet getting bad eyesight? Is that what has to happen? I can't bring them. You can't bring any banners. You can't bring any beach balls. You can't bring aerosol cans. How am I supposed to spray deodorant on during NFL Media Day if I can't bring my aerosol can of deodorant in? How am I supposed to paint the seat the colors of my favorite team with the spray can if I can't bring aerosol cans in? Please don't bring fireworks in to the Prudential Center. Please don't do that. Please don't disrupt the press conferences with fireworks. Don't bring footballs or frisbees in. Don't bring mace or pepper. This is New York. Why can't you bring mace or pepper spray in? It's almost like a city ordinance that you have to have mace or pepper spray, especially if you're female in New York. No laser lights or pointers. No strollers. So don't bring your... They say no strollers, so why don't they put no babies in here? No toddlers. Apparently, if you can't bring strollers, you can't bring toddlers or babies. Please don't bring weapons, knives, or explosives in. That goes without saying, I think. Don't bring tripods in, which is what you set up the cameras with. By the way, don't bring cameras in. Don't bring camcorders in. I think you can take still pictures on your phone. Oh, wait. Small cameras and binoculars will be allowed. No spectator cameras with lenses over 6 inches long will be permitted. And once again, no camcorders. But if you want to take crappy pictures on your phone, then that's fine too. If you're going to bring a small camera or binoculars in, keep in mind the binocular cases and camera bags are not prohibited. Or they are prohibited. Wait, they're not permitted. I should actually read the thing. I should actually read it. I should pay attention to what I'm reading off the paper. Super Bowl Media Day, John Fox was asked this question.
Concussions, a lot of Chinese injuries. Fans are super excited to your team and your and make for grand final. And do and this is a Chinese New Year is approaching. Do you want to use this opportunity to say something to them?
Yes. I'm happy about the Chinese New Year, and I'm happy that the animal is a horse.
Chinese New Year. And she, you notice she interrupted another guy? I think it was the concussion guy, coaches and concussions. I think it was the same guy that got interrupted about the Tom Brady question. Hang on.
Concussions, injuries. Fans are super excited.
Yeah, it was a serious sports journalist got shouted down by a little Chinese woman asking about the Chinese New Year to John Fox, Broncos coach. Pretty interesting media day so far. The Broncos mostly with milquetoast answers from what I'm finding out. Seahawks are up next. As I said, Marshawn Lynch might not even take part. It's a $20,000 fine if you don't take part in mandatory media activities. But Marshawn Lynch may be able to afford that $20,000. He may get Skittles to pay it, and that's not a joke because it's finally official. Marshawn Lynch has done the deal with Skittles. The candy brand will announce later today a formal deal. Got to learn to read. With the Seattle Seahawks running back, whose relationship with the candy started back when his mother started giving him what she called power pellets in his Pop Warner playing days. This should tell you everything you need to know about Skittles. If you're a mother and you're trying to feed your young son candy and you have to call the candy something else to get him to eat it, what does that say about the candy? Why don't you just tell the kid it's candy? I know it's fruit-flavored candy. It's not undelicious. I've got no beef with Skittles. It's just weird that she'd have to call it something out of Pac-Man to get Marshawn Lynch to eat it. Power pellets. It's kind of like feeding him cookie dough, uncooked frozen chocolate chip cookie dough, and calling that power paste. Just call it what it is. There's some candy. Eat the candy before you play football. You'll get jazzed up and you'll run faster and you'll hit the guys. But that should tell you all you need to know about Skittles. You have to call it something other than candy to get kids to eat it. I don't think I'll be getting a Skittles endorsement deal anytime soon. But the brand will also donate $10,000. This is actually pretty cool. To Lynch's Fam First Foundation for every touchdown he scores in Sunday's Super Bowl. Believe it or not, I don't think Marshawn Lynch is going to have a good game. I'm not picking the Broncos to win just because I like the Broncos better than I like the Seahawks. I think they're going to try to shut Marshawn Lynch down. I think the Broncos, in either one of two ways, is going to try to stop Marshawn Lynch. If you can find the prop bet somewhere for Marshawn Lynch rushing yards in the Super Bowl, I'd take the under on that. Because either Jack Del Rio is going to try to scheme to stop him, or Peyton Manning is going to throw some touchdown passes and then make the Seahawks have to try to play catch-up. The goal is, I think, to make Russell Wilson be the one to beat you, not Marshawn Lynch. So Skittles, in a symbolic gesture, plans to donate $10,000 for all the touchdowns Marshawn Lynch won't score in the Super Bowl. I don't think he scored. Well, unless he punches it in from the one or something, he might get a touchdown. But I would bet the under on the Marshawn Lynch yards. I think they're going to try to shut him down. If I were the Broncos coaching staff, that'd be the first thing on my list. Shut down Marshawn Lynch and make Russell Wilson in the passing game try to beat you. Also, as part of its deal with the running back, Skittles will also be auctioning off a Skittles-covered football helmet and football and a Skittles-covered megaphone to honor Seattle's 12th man. A Skittles-covered megaphone. They'll be auctioning this off. That's the thing where you speak into it and your voice amplifies, right? That's what a megaphone is. I thought that was a bullhorn. Or is this something different? Or is this just like the manual one, not the the one with batteries, like the cheerleaders have? Either way, it's a great deal for Marshawn Lynch. We talked yesterday about all the Richard Sherman endorsement deal ideas that I think he should get. Marshawn Lynch has already got more, getting more endorsement deals than Richard Sherman. And oh, the wacky radio hijinks as we get ready for the Super Bowl, which is 5 days away. Denver's still a 2.5-point favorite. Still could have snow. I'm still going Broncos and over. Nothing's changed me from that. This is why I am more fortified in my pro-Broncos stance, why I think they're going to win this Sunday. Denver radio station 99.5 The Mountain, in the competitive spirit of the Super Bowl, is saying no Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, and Nirvana this week. That's right, the station is banning all Seattle music from its airwaves until after Sunday's game between the Broncos and Seahawks. Says the Mountain's wacky morning show host Mike Casey in a news release. Didn't say it on the air, he said it in a news release. These crazy radio people, I don't know what you're going to do with these crazy radio people. This is a crucial prep week for the Broncos. And I figure Denver fans want to get all their positive mojo going in that direction. So how could I, in good conscience and good mojo, as a goofy, silly, wacky radio morning guy, saturate the Mountain airwaves with Seahawk fan bands like Heart, Pearl Jam, Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. Do you know that? And Nirvana this week. No way. How am I supposed to get my heart fix? I love Ann and Nancy Wilson. I love their music. I don't care where they're from. You can take all the Soundgarden Nirvana you want, but the Jimmy and the Heart? Come on. The article in the Fort Collins Coloradan continues, the move may be tough for the classic rock station, but it's one that program director Sam Hill said needs to be supported. Sam is a female, by the way, probably short for Samantha, I'm assuming. Quote, I know from experience how a song like Magic Man from Heart can earworm its way in and be stuck in your head all day, she said in a news release. Why couldn't they make this part of the morning show? Why couldn't they do this as part of the morning show? Or do they have too many wacky radio hijink bits that they run between 6 and 10 a.m. in the morning to do this on air? To where they have to do a news release because it makes it sound so official and so dignified. See, I just have them on the air and just talk it out, be stupid. If you're going to be stupid, just be stupid. We can't have that influence, Sam continues, sneaking in when so much is on the line with this game. So thank God for Denver radio station The Mountain cleansing itself of all Seattle music, just like Seattle tried to cleanse itself of all San Francisco fans during the NFC Championship game. Gotta love it. Gotta respect that kind of intensity. Everybody's put on their game face. Even the wacky radio people putting on their game face. It's too bad my favorite team's not in the Super Bowl. Otherwise, I'd have my wacky radio game face on. Gonna take a quick break. Get ready to use the phones. Or this next segment is really going to go in the toilet. 823-1920, because I have Wolfpack basketball tickets. I've got a stack of them for tomorrow night at Lawler where they're playing Colorado State. If you want these tickets, I'll give you a couple of tickets. You just got to answer some Super Bowl Media Day trivia. I've got more clips from the Broncos Super Bowl Media Day. I'm checking Twitter to see if there's any Seahawks tidbits. I'm recording theirs to try to get any I'll use tomorrow. But once again, take a quick break. Get on the phones right now so that way I have you on hold when I come out of the break so we can play Super Bowl Media Day trivia. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Northern Nevada's new home for sports. 96.1 and 1270. CBS Sports Radio.
I'm thinking of abolishing the extra point. Shouldn't they just go all the way and just get rid of the kicker?
I don't know. You know what? I enjoy having Prater around. I mean, the guy makes me laugh. So, you know, with that being the case, I don't think it'll happen.
Wes Welker. Talking about kickers. CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. It's Notch. Sports Buffet. Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. Most fitting song I could find.
Shout out, it's going to be posted on the Jumbotron during the game. Will you give a shout out and welcome all the Broncos fans to New York, to the Super Bowl? You got to say right. New York and New Jersey.
Let's be loud, Bronco fans. All right, be ready to go.
Let's give a shout out. Apparently, top 40 DJs got media credentials. They got press passes for Super Bowl Media Day. Coach Fox, can we give a shout out to Broncos fans? Can I get a whoop whoop up in here? Give a shout out. Coach Fox, can you tell us the number 5 song on the top 5 at 9 countdown tonight? Oh my God. Super Bowl Media Day. Once again, the NFL charging you $28.50 to go into this. Broncos done already. It started at 7:30. I got here really early to record these clips for you. You're welcome, by the way. And love that Wolfpack pride. It's either intense Wolfpack pride or people hate being on hold during the break because I asked people to call in to play Super Bowl Media Day trivia, and we've got crickets right now on the phones. Nobody likes to be on hold. Well, I apologize about the fact that I wanted to get your name before I came back from the break. But if you want tickets to the Wolfpack basketball game tomorrow night, against Colorado State, they're an entertaining team. I shouldn't have to sell you that hard on these tickets. You obviously have better things to do on a Wednesday night than go see a team that's been in back-to-back overtime games play a team that they can beat, Colorado State. 823-1920 is the phone number here. If you're listening on renosportsradio.com and you're out of state, it's a 775 area code number. I'll give these tickets to anyone back home in Minnesota that's listening, wants to call in and win Wolfpack tickets. I'll mail them to you. Heck, we got a phone call now. Thanks for calling CBS Sports Radio. What's your name?
Hey, Notch, it's Bob. How are you doing? Bob W.
Bob W. What's going on? You enjoying hey, Super Bowl Media Day so far?
Man, throw me some tickets.
You want some tickets?
I'd love to go.
Okay. Have you enjoyed the clips so far from the Broncos Media Day?
You know, I work for a living. I just now put the radio on. I heard the end of a clip. I know you and Panama think we sit here with bated breath listening to you guys.
No, I'll have people calling in, and then I'll say I'm going to a break. And my intention is when I'm in the break to take the phone call off the air, find out your name, so then when I come back, I can sound all smooth going, hey, Bob W.
Sure.
Is on the phone. Who, you know, instead of going, hey, who's this? Like I'm
I
doing
know.
Top 40 radio, like the girl that asked John Fox the question.
Can you do us a favor and give a shout out? It's going to be posted on the Jumbotron during the game. Will you give a shout out and welcome all the Broncos fans to New York, to the Super Bowl? You got to say
right.
New York and New Jersey.
You got to say
Let's
New York
loud,
and New Jersey.
Bronco fans. All right, be ready to go.
Why was she so bitchy about that, too? You got to say New York and New Jersey. We can't diss New Jersey.
Well, these people on the East Coast, and I talked to Brian Jones on Mojo about it, because he said people are so rude back there. You know, I don't know.
They're outlawing mace and pepper spray from the Super Bowl Media Day festivities.
They're very self-important, New Yorkers that I've
really?
Got.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think
okay.
they are. People down here are more friendly and down to earth.
But see, I was trying to be smooth and professional, and that way I could just go, hey, Bob W.'s on the phone, what's up? You know, instead of saying, hi, who's this? CBS Sports Radio, what's your name?
Oh, that's a Panama. Hi, who's this?
Would you like to make a dedication today on CBS Sports Radio?
Would I?
All the hottest sports hits for Northern Nevada, CBS Sports Radio.
What, do I have to name a song?
No. We don't have to do that. Don't name a Seattle song, though, because like the station in Denver that's boycotting, I'm boycotting all Seattle and Denver music.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. If Nirvana isn't one of the greatest bands of all time, I don't know who is. I mean, it's an incredible band. So I got to say, there is great Who's the last guy to come out of Denver? John freaking Denver?
DeFray. DeFray is the last group that I know of that came out of Denver.
DeFray. Nobody's heard of them. Who are
You've
they?
You've never heard of DeFray?
Notch, I know you're younger than me, man.
They're actually pretty good. They're actually pretty good. Okay. We're going to play Super. You want to play Super Bowl Media Trivia, win some Wolfpack tickets for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay. I've played some clips from today's Super Bowl Media Day. I have assembled a list of some of the more ridiculous questions from previous Super Bowl Media Days. The trivia game, I'm not going to make it totally easy because this isn't a soup kitchen, but it's not going to be that difficult either. I'm going to give you a question from a Super Bowl Media Day. And to win the tickets, you either have to tell me who the question was asked to, or you have to actually answer the question like you're being asked the question at Super Bowl Media Day.
So how many questions do I got ahead?
One.
Oh.
Can you answer one?
I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try, Notch.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This one was asked of a Broncos player 15 years ago. I'm not going to tell you the name of the player. You can either guess the name of the player or you can actually answer the question.
Okay.
What sized panties do you think you'd wear?
What size panties?
Do you think you'd wear? This was actually asked on a Super Bowl Media Day, Super Bowl 32 Media Day.
Well, John Elway, I'll say.
No.
No?
No. It was Broncos fullback Detron Smith.
Oh, come on. Who's going to get that?
I figured you just answered the question.
Notch. You can't. You make
I told you, if you
there.
Don't know the answer, if you don't know who was asked to, just answer the question.
Well, what did he say? No?
I think he said extra, extra large.
Oh, extra. There you go.
Bob, what's your last name so I can put these on the tickets?
Oh, man. Wilkie. W-I-L-K-I-E.
Okay. Just come pick these up by 6 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to the Wolfpack game.
You're the man. Thank you, Notch.
What do you think they should ask the Seahawks today during Seahawks Media Day? Because it's just getting started right now. What do you think would be a good question to ask?
You know, it's tough on the spur of the moment. Maybe ask, you know, Richard Sherman. Was he truly, truly angry when he said all that, or was he acting? I'm kind of curious, because he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I mean, look how much publicity. Was he truly angry, or was he just playing it up a bit?
It's possible it could be both, actually.
It could be both.
You could have
you know, he's from Compton. I mean, the guy should have went to
What does that have to do with anything?
Right?
What does the fact that he has to do? What does the fact that he's from Compton have to do with anything? Does that mean he has to naturally be angry?
No, but there's a lot of street cred. You know, has a lot of street cred. I mean, I don't think too many guys from Compton would choose to play at Stanford.
Yeah, but that's
obviously
the thing.
You can't just get into Stanford either. It's not like SC, you know, where if you're a good ball player, you're pretty much in.
So
he had to have good SATs and decent high school grades, and he had to have the intellectual firepower to get in there, Notch. So he's an interesting guy. By the way, Notch, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. Notch17 is my Twitter handle.
What, Notch1717?
N-O-T-C-H-1-7, yes.
Okay, cool. I'll look for you on there.
See, the thing about the Compton thing is...
Yeah?
The whole thing about, oh, he's from Compton, so of course he's going to be angry. But a lot of people, when they defended Richard Sherman, dropped the whole Stanford thing. Oh, he couldn't... He's not a thug because he went to Stanford.
Well,
Stanford has nothing to do with it either. Tiger Woods was a serial pervert and philanderer, and he went to Stanford, too.
Yeah, well, that was 20 years
it's
before.
Not, it's not a Tibetan. It wasn't 20 years ago. It's not a Tibetan monastery. It's a university.
You know, that was Tiger's personal life. I mean, Barkley's right. I don't look at these guys to be role models. Well,
this is an extension of actually Richard Sherman's personal life, because he made it personal with Crabtree, because remember, it started, the whole beef started in Arizona, where supposedly Crabtree wanted to pick a fight with him. Not like Richard Sherman's ever gotten anybody's face before, because you can look online and find footage of him getting in Tom Brady's face, him getting in a guy from Washington's face. You know, he's a pretty intense guy. I don't think the fact he's from Compton has anything to do with that. I think he had a little bit of a personal thing, but he played it to the hilt with that interview, the Aaron Andrews interview in particular. He's playing it up to the hilt. He's playing the bad guy role to a T.
I mean, that's smart of him. I knew who he was, but now he's gotten $1 million worth of publicity. I'll just talk.
Yeah? I mean, we talked about a bunch of endorsement ideas yesterday that we could do for him.
Everybody knows who he is now.
We're still talking about him.
We're talking about him right now.
We're still talking about him.
you know, he's a smart, talented guy, and you see him, you think he looks gangster, but he's really not. But
he's not really gangster. I mean,
have you ever been to Compton?
No.
Pretty tough town.
I'll take your word for it.
The Williams sisters are from there, I believe. The tennis players.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's it's a tough town. I mean,
I believe you.
I think he played at Dominguez High School. You know, and to get into Stanford, I think SC had something on the plate, and he chose to go to Stanford, and he had to qualify. So, but it's not church notch, you know.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not where everybody's apologizing to each other. I mean,
but still act like you've been there before. You know, kids are watching, and you don't want kids, duplicating his behavior.
But, you know, like Barkley says, we shouldn't be role models. I mean, if you want to be a role model, fine.
Anyone could be a role model.
Yeah.
Don't set out to be a role model, but they're automatically role models. Because technically, I'm a role model. Because if there's anyone out there who has absolutely no life whatsoever and they think, God, I want to be just like that Notch guy one day. First of all, I feel really bad for that person. But second of all, it's not a role that I've tried to embrace. It's just something that happens. If you do something or are something that somebody wants to be like you, then automatically, whether you want to or not, you're a role model.
Yeah, as long as it's a positive one. You always got to have the word positive in there.
Well,
because if you think about a role model, the person's like a mentor to somebody. And if they aren't, to me, what Sherman did, it just...
Serial killers are role models too, you know.
What's that?
Serial killers are role models too, you know, because they have copycats.
Right.
Yeah, so if you want to look at it that way.
They never put the word positive in there. At least they don't offer.
Role model's a role model. Whether everybody's different definition of what's a positive role model wasn't. Bob, thanks for calling. I got to.
Good talking to you, Notch.
Hey, good talking to you. Thanks again.
I'll see you on Twitter. Panama on Twitter. Next,
I'm trying
too.
I still own 20 bucks from the Pro Bowl. Like a jackass, I bet him on the Pro Bowl.
Hey, Notch. By the way, you nailed the hockey game the other day. I appreciate that.
The Stadium Series under.
You said it would go under for sure. You said definitely 100%.
That's
right.
I've actually got some more hockey picks coming up in the third segment of the show, so just keep listening,
I'll listen
okay?
In. I'll listen in.
Thanks, Bob.
You.
All right, 823-1920. I'm going to run over some of these quotes. Since we have Wolfpack Pride with no other calls coming in for these Wolfpack tickets, I've got like 10 tickets for tomorrow's Colorado State game. If you want to win them, just call up and answer a Super Bowl Media Day trivia question. Of course, Doug Williams was asked about the black quarterback thing, but that's an urban myth. This follow-up question was asked. You probably don't know about the follow-up question to how long have you been a black quarterback, which wasn't actually asked, but it was paraphrased and turned into something that it wasn't. But the follow-up question to Doug Williams in Super Bowl 22 Media Day was, would it be easier if you were the second black quarterback to play in a Super Bowl? I think that would be a yes, honestly, because you wouldn't be talking about it if you were the second one. You normally don't talk about the second guy to climb Mount Everest or the second place team in the NFL. That's the team that loses the Super Bowl, obviously. From the same game, Super Bowl 22, Washington offensive lineman Mark May was asked, how does it feel to block for the first black quarterback in the Super Bowl? So apparently, the black quarterback thing was a pretty big deal. And you got to think that these are people that weren't traditional football followers, because there were other black quarterbacks before. James Harris of the Rams and the Chargers in particular was an excellent quarterback of African-American heritage. Not that it should matter, but if you're going to make an observation based on something like skin color, I mean, at least you're not making it like, well, you shouldn't be a quarterback. You're just asking, how long have you been? It's more of an ignorance thing than a hatred thing. But there's some really dumb questions. Jim Plunkett in Super Bowl 15, Raider quarterback. A guy showed up late to the Media Day Cluster F at the Jim Plunkett podium and wasn't sure about Jim Plunkett's bio. So when he got there, he pretty much had to horn in like a lot of the media people have to horn in, like the Chinese woman interrupting the serious journalist to ask John Fox about Chinese New Year.
A lot of Chinese fans are super excited to your team and made for grand final. And this is a Chinese New Year is approaching. Do you want to use this opportunity to say something to them?
Yes.
Now, I'd rather hear about the injuries and concussions, actually, than Chinese New Year. But John Fox was awesome. I love it when these guys give awesome answers to these questions. Because the serious guy wanted to talk about concussions and injuries, with John Fox, who earlier this year had maybe one of the worst injuries of all. He almost died from a heart attack. So I want to hear from a coach that almost died in the last few months about the health of his players. That's an interesting question. But it's also the year of the horse. Did you know that? In the Chinese New Year, it's the year of the horse. Broncos -2.5 in the over. Boom. There you go. Get paid. Broncos -2.5. Because it's the year of the horse. Tom Brady in Super Bowl 42 was asked, what is your purpose in life? Actual question asked to an actual superstar football player. Bill Belichick, Super Bowl 46. How would you fix the Minnesota Timberwolves? Actually, Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show asked that question. I don't know if he threw a Baba Booey in or not when he asked that question. How would you fix the Timberwolves? If you want to call up and get some Wolfpack tickets for tomorrow night's game against Colorado State, I have them. All I have to do is answer one of these questions or tell me who was asked to. 823-1920, Wolfpack tickets, your hometown team. Can tell the pride. I know they're 10-10, but come on. Gotta love the Wolfpack. Call and get some tickets. 823-1920. Ray Lewis was asked in Super Bowl 35, how long have you been surrounded by thugs? That was 13 years ago. Richard Sherman was a teenager. We're actually going to take a call right now. Who's this?
This is Garth.
What's your name?
Garth.
Garth.
How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thank you.
You enjoying the Super Bowl Media Day discussion that I've been having?
Yeah, it's pretty comical, some of the questions that they're asking.
Okay. I'm going to give you two Wolfpack tickets for tomorrow night's game against Colorado State. All you got to do, Garth, is either tell me who this was asked to or answer the question yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Who has the better hair, you or Steelers safety Tony Polamalu? They actually said Tony Polamalu. This was Super Bowl 43, Cardinals versus Steelers. If that's a hint, but you can either tell me who won the, you can either tell me who this question was answered to, who won the right to get asked this question, or just answer the question yourself. Who has the better hair, you or Steelers safety Tony Polamalu?
I think I know the answer. I don't know who it was asked to, but
if you don't know for sure, just answer the question yourself.
It's Troy Polamalu.
No, it was Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I was way off.
What about you? Do you have better hair than Tony Polamalu?
No, I have short hair.
It could be better then because it's less upkeep. Garth, what's your last name?
Lerg, L-E-R-D.
All right, just come by the station and pick these up by 6 o'clock tomorrow. You got two tickets for tomorrow night, Colorado State.
Perfect, I'll be there. Thank you.
All right, take it easy, buddy. Hi, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm calling about the tickets.
What's your name?
Mark Ewan.
What's your name?
Mark.
Okay, you have to spell that for me in just a second, but I got a question for you. Super Bowl Media Day question. You can either tell me who this was asked to or just answer the question yourself. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you believe in voodoo or can I have a lock of your hair?
Yeah, lock my hair.
Okay, that was actually asked to Kurt Warner before Super Bowl 34. Actually, hang on the line. I'm going to get you during the break. Just hang on the line a sec, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, take one more call, and then I got to take a little bit of a break. But who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, thanks for calling CBS Sports Radio. You ready to play some Super Bowl Media Day trivia?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you can either tell me who this was asked to, or you can actually answer the question yourself. Are you ready?
I are.
Keeping with Super Bowl 34... I asked the Kurt Warner question about voodoo before. Another Rams player was asked before Super Bowl 34. After the game, in the shower, what's your favorite bar of soap? Tell me the player or answer the question, and you get Wolfpack tickets for tomorrow night.
Torrey Hunter. Dial.
Dial is, I don't think that's what Orlando Pace said, but you got Wolfpack tickets. Mark, what's your last name?
Kerber.
Herber?
Kerber, K-E-R-B-E-R, Kerber.
All right. You got two tickets for tomorrow night against Colorado State. All you got to do is come by the station and pick these up by 6 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Is that up on Sutro in the North McCarran?
No, Matley Lane.
Matley Lane.
Yeah, just east of 580 on Mill Street.
Okay, Matley and Mill. Okay.
Yeah, 961 Matley Lane if you want to GPS it.
951 Matley.
61.
961
It's all good. It's Big Americom Broadcasting Building. If you're on Matley Lane and you look to the right, you'll see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
buddy. All right. Bill center Kent Hall before Super Bowl 25 was asked, can I have your pants? I didn't want to actually ask that to a caller. But we're going to take one more. Well, no, they hung up. Joe Salavea before Super Bowl 34 was asked, what's your relationship with the football? To which he replied, it's platonic. That's awesome. Seahawks are doing Super Bowl Media Day right now. I got to go check the NFL Network, make sure I'm recording because I'm going to have some killer clips for you tomorrow. One final segment coming up here. I'm going to talk about some NBA and some NHL. Last night, a couple of interesting games in both leagues. I've got some gambling for you tonight. If you feel like getting paid, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes on CBS Sports Radio.
96.1 and 1270.
Welcome back. One final segment at CBS Sports Radio. Got Trevor on the line. Trevor, thanks for calling CBS Sports Radio. I've got a question for you. You can win some Wolfpack tickets for tomorrow night against Colorado State.
Okay, great.
Super Bowl Media Day is today. Richard Sherman, by the way, is up at the podium right now. I am rolling tape on it. I will have the best stuff tomorrow for you right here on the Sports Buffet on CBS Sports Radio. But let me ask you a question. You can either answer the question directly or you can tell me who this was asked to. You probably won't get who was asked to, because it was a pretty obscure player, so you might just want to answer the question.
Okay.
For the Wolfpack tickets. Is Ram a noun or a verb?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that fourth part.
Is Ram a noun or a verb?
It's a noun.
It's a noun? Okay, because depends on how perverted you want to be. Jay Williams of the Rams was actually asked that, a defensive lineman before Super Bowl 34 against the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Trevor, what's your last name?
Wilkie.
All right, you got two tickets, Wolfpack, Colorado State. Tomorrow, just come down here, 961 Matley Lane is the studio. Pick them up by 6 o'clock tomorrow, all right?
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, homie.
Okay, all right, thanks, man.
All right, bye. All right, still got more tickets, but right now, oh, we got another caller here. Now everybody wants tickets. Now I guess they don't. All right. Remember what I said yesterday about the Brooklyn Nets here on the buffet? Put your money down on them as a 3-seed, baby. I'm telling you. They played Toronto last night in Brooklyn. Patrick Patterson with the steal of a Deron Williams inbound pass. 6 seconds to go. Makes a go-ahead jumper. And the Raptors win 104-103. So now they're 2.5 up on the Nets in the Atlantic Division. CBS Sports Radio, who's this?
It's Pat. How you doing?
Hey, Pat, you want to win some tickets?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right. I know you're a Seattle fan. I'm out of Super Bowl Media Day questions, but I have a Seattle sports trivia question for you to answer.
Okay, we'll try.
You'll try. It's not that hard. Well, it kind of is. I'm going to give you the tickets anyway, but I just want to see if you can get this or not.
Okay.
If the Seahawks win, they will be the fourth Seattle-based team to win a professional sports championship. Name the other three.
The Mariners.
Mariners never won a World Series.
How about the Sonics?
The Sonics won the NBA championship.
And they don't have hockey.
They did? The Seattle Metropolitans, 1917, first American team to win the Stanley Cup.
Before my time, but anyway, hockey.
Hey, impress your friends with that info.
Yeah.
Seattle was the first American city to have the to win the Stanley Cup. 1917.
I'm flabbergasted.
It's true.
I'm unable to speak right now, but I'm speaking.
Please do, because we're on the radio and dead air is bad.
There's one more then?
There's one more. Basketball. Women.
Women?
Seattle Storm.
Okay, yeah, Storm, yeah.
Seattle Storm. What's your last name, homie?
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S.
All right. You know where to pick these up?
Yes, I do.
Tomorrow night by 6 o'clock, you got to get them because the game's tomorrow night at Lawler against Colorado State.
I'll pick them up today. Thank you.
They'll be waiting for you. I'm stapling them right now. Did you hear the staple on the air?
I heard it.
I am doing everything. I'm answering phone calls. I'm stapling tickets to the winner's sheets. I'm just the man.
What a man. You better tell Mike to watch out. You're coming through.
I will.
You better not take too many vacations.
Hey, pay attention. I'm going to get you paid here in just a couple of minutes, all right? I still got about 7 minutes to go. I got to get you paid.
Okay.
All right?
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, so the Nets, they kind of screwed the pooch, but I still like them to win the Atlantic. In the rare game that where the spread and the over-under were both pushes, the two teams closest right here to Reno, Sacramento v. Utah, the Jazz won 106-99. They were favored by 7, and the over-under was 205. That was a weird game last night. I lost on the Nets game, pushed on the Utah-Sac game. I've got 3, maybe 4 plays for you tonight in the NBA if you are interested in making a little bit of money. Starting with the Golden State Warriors hosting the Washington Wizards. The Warriors are favored by 8, but I'm not going to touch that. However, they are only favored by 4.5 in the first half. I see them coming out strong. So I take Golden State minus the 4.5 in the first half. If you want to take the 8 for the game, good luck with that. Jump shooting teams like the Warriors, hot and cold. You never know what you're going to get. Same with Indiana at the Lakers. The Pacers on the road are favored by 9, but I like the Pacers first half, which is minus 5.5. You got a couple of teams, one home, one road, heavy favorites. Not sure how it's going to play late. The underdog could rally, but you think that the favorite team's going to get off to a big start. So I take the first half on both Golden State and Indiana tonight. Also, Magic at Pistons. Couple of pretty sorry East Coast teams. I'm loving the under on this game. It's 206 for the game, which is pretty high for an East Coast matchup of Titans like those two teams. The first half over-under is 104. So if you're really feeling frisky, if you want to do a two-teamer with the first half under 104 and under 206 for the game, that'd be pretty good for you, I think. So, yeah, if you want to do that double, that's 4 for you tonight. Definitely under on Magic Pistons. That's pretty high. Hockey, the LA Kings won last night, 1-0 in San Jose. They beat the Sharks, ended a 154-minute scoreless streak. Only 2 games this month have the Kings gone over 5.5 total goals. This is the 28th of January, and they've only gone over 5.5 total goals twice. Another 4 times, if the over-under was 5, the game would have been a push, which means 6 games out of the month they've scored 5 or more goals total. There have been 5 or more total goals in the game, not by the Kings necessarily. They're having a hard time scoring goals, so ride the under in LA Kings games while they're on this massive scoring slump. They're in Phoenix tonight. The over-under is 5. Ride the under, LA Kings at Phoenix Coyotes. Another storyline, the Blue Jackets, my favorite hockey team. They're still a young team. Since they're my favorite team, they can't have nice things. 8-game winning streak. But now they've lost 2 in a row. Blew a 2-0 lead in the third period against Carolina last night. And believe me when I tell you this, not the first time they've blown a big lead in a game this season. Not the first time. So I'm selling on the Blue Jackets. I'm not going to bet against the Blue Jackets. They're hosting Ottawa tonight. If you want to bet on the game, I'd take the Senators on the money line, which is plus 105. I'm not going to touch that because I'm not betting. I don't bet against my favorite team. But I am going to go over 5.5 on the goals. The Blue Jackets, traditionally not known for offense, but they're 4th in the Eastern Conference in goals scored. They have a lot of high-scoring games. It was 3-2 last night. But that's 5, and they're good for at least 5. You think they're going to go over 5.5 tonight, especially if Bobrovsky, the Vezina winner for best goalie in the league, doesn't start. He won for best goalie last year. So I take the over on 5.5. Ottawa at Columbus. A couple of other overs. There's a full slate of NHL games tonight, which is great for me and potentially great for you. Tampa Bay at Toronto. Take the over 5.5 in that game as well. I think that game's going to be an easy 4-3 game. Also, Nashville at Winnipeg. You got to take the over in that one with 5.5 in that one. Media Day still going on. I want to thank everybody that called in today doing Super Bowl media trivia. Got one quick caller here. What's your name?
Hey, Notch. It's Bob W.
Hey, Bob W. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, I know you.
Quickly, we're in the last minute.
Really well. What's that?
Quickly, we're in the last minute of the show.
Yeah. Could you just give us some analysis of the Ducks? I know Salani's still there. What's he, like 50 now? But
yeah, Ducks are the best team in the league. They're a really good scoring team. Hiller's good goalkeeping. Yeah, they got a great team in Anaheim.
Seriously, my buddy says the same thing. I mean, wow. Well, that's very cool to know.
All right.
I'm going to watch them. Okay.
Thanks for listening,
Bob.
All right.
Have a good
I've got the Seahawks audio from Super Bowl Media Day Cluster F, which I will play tomorrow. Jim Rome is next, and I'll smell you later. Thanks for listening to CBS Sports Radio. Bye.
From the Reno Media Group,
KBZZ Sparks Reno,
96.1 and 1270, Northern Nevada's home of the San Francisco 49ers, plus Tiki Barber, Boomer Esiason, Jim Rome, Panama, and more. CBS.